Indiana baseball cruised to a 10-4 win to open the final series on Thursday behind another quality start from Tony Newbeck and big days from Hogan Denny and Owen Tenuver. IUBase.com with head coach Jeff Mercer after the game.
So, Coach, congratulations on the win.
Thank you.
Tony's just been a regular force throughout the season. Yeah. Can you talk about what it's like to be able to start the weekend off with a guy like Tony?
He's been remarkable. You know, the one outing where Iowa got to him a little bit, but outside of that, he's been remarkable. He was great last weekend. He was great at Northwestern at Wrigley, and he's just been, like you said, he's been, you know, 6 or 7 innings of just great baseball. He's kept us in every game, given us the lead, and we've been able to have a chance to win every time he's walked on the field, essentially. He's such a calming presence. He's competitive in moments when there's guys on base. He execute pitches, and you know, he's really diversified his pitch repertoire over the course of the year as well and extended out. And you just could not have asked for a better Friday guy. You know, as good as we've had in my time here, you go back to, you know, Milto and some of those different guys that, you know, every Friday you're going to get, you know, 5 to 7 really quality innings. And, you know, Tommy Summer and a bunch of those guys, we just knew what you were going to get every week out. And he's just been tremendous. And you couldn't be a better person. Just couldn't be a better teammate. Couldn't be a harder worker, more prepared. You know, I'm just really, you know, we're very thankful he's here, and have just been. It's been a real honor to watch him work and watch him compete all season.
So, you know, offensively, Owen Tenuver continues to be a force week after week. Can you kind of talk about his development and what he's meant for the team at this point?
I mean, he's really been the lift the offense has needed the last half of the year. Where, you know, he's given us the chance to score in bunches, you know, the homer. And he hammered that ball at the bases loaded to center field as well. So he's just developed himself into a guy that can really drive the baseball in the air. And that's something that we didn't have there in the middle as much. You know, so he's made really a full swing change. As a freshman, you know, in the fall he's going through swing changes. And in the course of the spring, he's done it again, really that next level of development. You know, I told him today, he always comes over and asks, you know, hey, should I move forward or back? Or what do you think here? What do you think he's going to do? And I just told him, I said, your ability he's talented, very talented, he's smart, but your ability to help to learn and talk through the situations and talk through the game, he always feels like he's one step ahead of where the game is going and not where it's been. You know, a lot of guys, their reaction, what happened, and then how do we adjust to what happened before the next at bat? He's always standing there. And that's the benefit of being a DH, where you're able to watch a lot more. But he's always asking questions, and what do you think, and how would you approach this, and what would you do here? And so when you do that, he just always ready for that moment, for that at bat, for that pitch profile. And when you're talented, you're adaptable, you're smart, and you're really coachable, man, it goes in a hurry. It goes fast. And for us, he is just, you know, our offense early struggled. In the last month has been pretty good, and he's been the main – key, you know, element. Getting Koski back in there has really helped, and Ricketts too, but really it's been Owen and his emergence as a middle of the order power, take a walk, a RBI guy. He's great with an RBI situations. He's just been tremendous.
So obviously Hogan, due to the injury, gotten to now play at the hot corner. Is there a position he can't play?
I haven't found it yet. He wants to pitch, but I would let him pitch if I wasn't fearful of him getting hurt. You know, he pitched a bunch in high school and was really good, pitching the state championship game. But he can do it all. You know, we spent time the last couple of days at third base just kind of talking about the nuance of the position. You know, the first pitch you saw at third base, he got a hot shot right after Cooper broke his hamate and jumps in there, makes the play, and gets a couple of slow rollers today, makes the last one to finish the game. You know, he's running cuts and relays. You hear him talking and taking charge. And, man, he's just a hell of a player. He's one of the best players I've ever coached. I don't think there's any doubt about it. And you may end up being the best one, honestly. He can just do so much. He runs the bases. He can hit the guys in scoring position for power, for average, takes walks, plays all over the field. I mean, he is a hell of a player. So smart and a great kid. And he's from right here, you know, obviously Mooresville and Mr. Baseball. So just, man, what an amazing kid.
So what do you want to see just from the team in these last two games?
I want to see him just go play the way, you know, outside of a couple innings last weekend, we played really good baseball. We did some bonehead things in the last half of that Northwestern series. And I just want to see us play fundamentally. I want to see a good base running. We did that for the most part today. good base running, good defense, quality at bats, just stringing it together. Just play the way that we're capable. And we did that today. We just played the way that we're capable of playing. And I want to see us go and do that. We'll run some seniors out tomorrow for senior day. And I expect those guys to go out and play really well for us. But I just want to see them represent the program, the university, the millions of people that love Indiana, themselves, you know, their teammates, but their own. Like, if you're capable of doing a great job, then you should, because you can. And irregardless of the circumstance, you have a responsibility to do the best that you can. You know, the old Lou Holtz quote, it's never the wrong time to do the right thing, never the right time to do the wrong thing. You just go out and you pour it out because you represent Indiana in this program. And they did that today. They went out like warriors and competed and played great. And I expect the same thing the next 2 days. No let up, no foot off the gas, no let down. We'll worry about the end of the season when that comes. But for right now, we have 2 more days to play. So let's go play great baseball because we represent a great university.
The series continues Friday at 6 p.m. See you at the BART.